This is Dagaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers, that is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 652, entitled Monoconscious Feminism as Outmoded. Description. Women are herd animals who follow conformist fashion trends a lot more readily than men. So masses can use this female trend to apply moral pressure on women to learn more masculism so that they become bi-conscious and hence become a lot nicer for men to be with and to increase the likelihood that a monoconscious feminist can keep, in capital letters, her boyfriend. In the form of a slogan that masses can hurl at monoconscious feminists, quote, learn by consciousness or be rejected by your sisters. The flyer itself. Monoconscious Feminism as Outmoded by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. Email profhugodagaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodagaris.wordpress.com. Females are herd animals, fearful of sticking their necks out as individualists, far preferring to go with the flow with other females, thus feeling safer and accepted. This tendency of women makes evolutionary psychological sense. In the distant past, if a woman lost the support of her man, who became sick or was injured or killed, then who would provide her with male hunted meat? As a human female, she was stuck at home, looking after helpless infants, who of necessity had to be born prematurely before the baby's brain grew a lot larger, thus making it impossible to pass through the mother's birth canal. There was a limit to the width of this birth canal, since the wider it became, the greater were the stresses on the hip bone, and hence a greater likelihood of it fracturing. A hip bone fracture in those days was fatal. So evolution found a way around this problem, which was to have the baby be born prematurely, so that the baby's head was still small enough to pass through the birth canal. But a premature baby was useless. It could not walk. It could not feed itself. It could not explore its world immediately after birth, the way babies of many other species could. Thus women became stuck at home, looking after useless human infants, thus pushing the males of the group to be the hunters, making women dependent on men for the supply of meat, of rich protein, that kept the group or tribe alive. Those women who evolved to have more days per month of being in sexual heat were more able to bribe men with sex in order to extract resources from men for themselves and their babies. Thus women evolved to be prostitutes to men, to be better able to bribe men with sex to extract male hunted meat. But what happened if a prostituting woman lost her man, the man who provided her with meat? Did she starve? A woman who lost her man still had a plan B, and that was due to the fact that she lived in a group, a tribe, so she could fall back on the generosity of other women who could take pity on her for losing her man, her provider, her meat giver, and share with her some of the meat that these more fortunate women had, who did have male meat providers. But this would only be possible if the woman who lost her man, her meat provider, the man she gave her vagina to in exchange, was sufficiently liked by the other women in her group to be willing to share some of their scarce meat with her, especially in times of starvation, when sharing their meat with her would have been very costly, with a risk that future meat might not be forthcoming, so that the other women and their babies might be threatened themselves with future starvation. Thus, it seems plausible in the above evolutionary scenario that women evolved to pay particular attention to being acceptable and liked by other women in order to increase the odds of these women being able to obtain scarce male hunted meat from other women if her male meat provider stopped giving her his meat for whatever reason, sickness, injury, death, etc. Thus, women evolved to be particularly attentive to being popular or not being unpopular with other women for survival reasons. In today's world, this female tendency to desire to be popular and accepted by other women is manifested, for example, by female fashion. Look at the pink pussy hats worn by feminists in recent feminist demonstrations. Can you imagine men doing something similar? Look at women's hairstyles or women's dress lengths, etc. Fashion houses rely on women's conformist pressure to sell their new creations. Fashion houses aim to profit by convincing women that they have to buy the newest fashion, or they'll risk being rejected by the fashion-following women who are ahead of them in picking up on the latest fashion. This fashion-following tendency of women can be used to good effect by maskless, by conscious maskless, as a tool, as a means to persuade women, that is monoconscious feminists, to learn more masculism. One of the main political aims of the maskless, by conscious maskless, is to teach women, monoconscious feminists, that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men far worse with their many horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. For example, the big three, the worst three ways that women oppress men, namely women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering, which cause masculists to hate such gender criminal women who commit these horrible gender crimes against men, so are severely punished by masculisted men who effectively exterminate gender criminal women by forcing them to rot on the shelf, totally ignored, not even pumped and dumped, so that their gender criminal genes are removed from the gene pool. Masculists certainly want women, particularly monoconscious feminists, which is most women, to learn some masculism, so that they become bi-conscious, and hence lose their monoconscious feminazi bitchiness against men. Masculists see monoconscious feminism as a deeply misandrist-genocentric ideology that preaches to women and to society that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. So it's not surprising that millions of women, especially young women, are rather feminazi bitchy towards men because they have been utterly brainwashed all their lives that gender oppression is a one-way street. Masculists want monoconscious feminists to become bi-conscious, that is, become as familiar with masculist ideas as they are with feminist ideas, so that they lose their monoconscious feminazi bitchiness by having their monoconscious feminist anger at men cancelled by their female masculist anger at women for the ways that women oppress men, and in fact worse than vice versa. Masculists argue that not only do masculists want monoconscious feminists to become bi-conscious, but that it is in monoconscious feminists' self-interest to become bi-conscious as well. Masculists see monoconscious feminism as toxic because it has made millions of young women feminazi bitchy, and hence undateable for young men. This is no myth. According to a reputable polling company, PEW, Pew Research Center, in the US today, over 60% of young men between 18 and 30 now refuse to even date women, let alone marrying them and giving them their sperm. As a result of this mass refusal by young men to even date young women, millions of young women are now panicking, crying their eyes out on the social media that they can't even date young men anymore, since so few young men are willing to date them. And why is this? Young men will tell you that the main reason why they refuse to even date young women is that monoconscious feminism has made young women, in capital letters, undateable. That is, it has made young women so feminazi bitchy that young men now no longer even give young women the time of day. So these women end up single, manless, childless, loveless, sexless, miserable, lonely, depressed, cat ladies. Since 99.5% of women are heterosexual, even the most rabid of feminazi cunts are still dependent on men for their sex. So with over 60% of young men refusing to even date women, it should be obvious to any thinking person that as a result, millions of women are really going to suffer. So maskers argue that it is very much in monoconscious feminists' interest to become bi-conscious, and hence lose their monoconscious feminazi bitchiness towards men, and hence become much nicer for men to be with, to become a lot more approachable by men, and hence more likely to have and to keep, couple of letters, a boyfriend. We're now seeing increasingly on the internet a growing stream of very unhappy, lonely, miserable, depressed, manless, childless women who wonder what happened to all the men. Why can't they find a loving man who cares about them and nurtures them? Thus the maskers are saying that it is in men's and women's interests that women learn more maskist ideas so that they become more bi-conscious. Thus the maskers are thinking about ways to make this bi-consciousing of monoconscious feminists more effective, more efficient, faster, and hence are looking for ways to do this. One very effective way, implicit in the very title of this flyer, is to use the female tendency to be fashion conscious, to conform to the female need to be accepted and popular with other women. So maskers can place strong moral pressure on women that it is expected of them by maskers, and particularly by other women, by conscious women, that they should be bi-conscious too. Or they will be seen by other more fashionable women, that is bi-conscious feminist women, as being outmoded, old-fashioned, behind the times, left out by the fashionable women, the bi-conscious women. One has the impression that women on the whole care more about what women think about them than what men think about them. That is, the conformist pressure on women from women is stronger than the conformist pressure on women coming from men, which is something the maskers can use, that is, by preaching to women that if women don't become more bi-conscious, then other more fashionable women will look down on them, seeing them as less fashionable, less popular women who are stuck in the old-fashioned mentality of feminist monoconsciousness and hence be seen as inferior, less popular, and less socially acceptable than the more fashionable bi-conscious feminist women. So maskers need to attack monoconscious feminists using this strategy, that is, yelling at monoconscious feminists that if they don't become more bi-conscious, that is, learn maskers' ideas, then they will risk being seen as being outmoded, old-fashioned, less socially acceptable by the more fashionable, more progressive, more bi-conscious of feminists. This kind of moral pressure coming from the bi-conscious maskers will probably be one of the most effective, most efficient ways of persuading women to become bi-conscious, so it's definitely a strategy that millions of maskers can use to apply moral pressure on women, on monoconscious feminists, to become more bi-conscious and hence become a lot happier. Maskers need to get into the habit of saying to monoconscious feminists that the longer they remain monoconscious, the more likely they are to lose their boyfriends once these boyfriends become bi-conscious themselves. But worse for women, the more likely they are to be seen by their female colleagues as being outmoded, as being unfashionable, and hence be socially rejected, which was something that struck fear into women in the ancient past. Since a woman who could no longer depend on the moral and protein support of other women, and who did not have a man to hunt for her and for her babies, often meant death for her. In the form of a slogan, maskers can tell monoconscious feminists, quote, learn by consciousness or be rejected by your sisters, end quote. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the maskless tab for 650 plus maskless essays and their videos. See also a London Real interview on maskulism at AI will kill 1 billion people. Dash. Do we create our exterminators? Question mark. Professor Hugo de Garis. Dash. London Real. In brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the maskless segment. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, and X. Ciao.